This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans are wrestling with Mother Nature. In the South, it's heat. Meteorologist Josh Weiss with the Weather Prediction Center.
And we're looking at high temperatures that will be in the 110s across the parts of the desert Southwest through the middle of the week, and then high temperatures above 100 degrees that will be stretching as far east as Texas, Louisiana, and even maybe Mississippi by the end of the week.
In the Northeast, it's heavy rain and flooding.
Officials in Pennsylvania say torrential rain Saturday evening swept cars away. Upper Makefield Fire Chief Jim Brewer says a South Carolina family was on their way to a barbecue when 5 feet of water washed over the road.
As they tried to escape the fierce floodwaters, Dad took his four-year-old son, while the mother and the grandmother grabbed the two additional children, ages 9 months and 2 years. Miraculously, Dad and his son were able to get safely. However, the grandmother, the mother, and the two children were swept away.
Audio from WPVI. In North Carolina, floodwaters killed a woman whose car was swept off the road. In Vermont, authorities warn about landslides from the additional rain. In New Jersey, roads buckled under the flooding. On Long Island, officials say 5 inches of rain fell within 2 hours. I'm Julie Walker.
It's been called a blow to global food security. Russia is suspending a deal that allows grain to move from Ukraine to countries in Africa, the Middle East, and Asia. At Kevin Spacey's sexual assault trial in England, Elton John briefly testified for the defense this morning. He appeared by video link from Monaco. Spacey has pleaded not guilty to the charges against him. Ford is lowering the sticker price of its F-150 Lightning electric pickup by thousands of dollars. One reason? Falling costs for raw materials for batteries. Its lowest price electric pickup will now be about $50,000. This is AP News. We're not the only ones dealing with fierce weather. The AP's Charles de Ledesma on South Korea's challenges.
Heavy downpours have lashed South Korea for a ninth day as rescue workers struggle to search for survivors in landslides, buckled homes, and swamped vehicles. At least 40 people have died, dozens injured, and more than 10,000 evacuated from their homes since July 9, when heavy rain started pounding the country. The severest damage has been concentrated in South Korea's central and southern regions. In the center, hundreds of rescue workers, including divers, have continued to search for survivors in a muddy tunnel where about 15 vehicles, including a bus, got trapped in a flash flood that may have filled up the passageway within minutes. The government's deployed nearly 900 rescue workers to the tunnel, who have so far pulled up over a dozen people. It's not immediately clear how many people were in the submerged cars. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.